fellow warriors. This is Sheldor the Conqueror. We are about to enter Axel's fortress. Now, this is a long run, so let's do another bladder check. All right, Barry, we'll wait for you again, but you really should see a doctor. Sheldor is AFK.
He discovers Penny at a front door.
Penny, are you experiencing some sort of difficulty?
Yes, I can't get my stupid door open.
You appear to have put your car key in the door lock. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
All right, then.
She drops a bag of shopping.
Would it be possible for you to do this a little more quietly?
I can't get the damn key out.
That's not surprising. That Baldwin lock on your door uses traditional edge-mounted cylinders, whereas the key for your Volkswagen uses a center cylinder system.
Thank you, Sheldon.
You're welcome. Point of inquiry, why did you put your car key in the door lock?
Why? I'll tell you why. Because today I had an audition. It took me 2 hours to get there. I waited an hour for my turn, and before I could even start, they told me I looked too Midwest for the part. Too Midwest? What the hell does that even mean?
Well, the American Midwest was mostly settled by Scandinavian and Germanic people, so they have a characteristic facial
tone. I know what I mean, Sheldon! God! You know, I have been in L.A. for almost 2 years now, and I haven't gotten a single acting job. I've accomplished nothing. Haven't gotten a raise at work. Haven't even had sex in 6 months. And just now, when I was walking up those stairs, a fly flew in my mouth, and I ate it!
Well, actually, insects are a dietary staple in many cultures. They're almost pure protein. I believe the condensation on your frozen foods weaken the structural integrity of the bag. But returning to your key conundrum, perhaps you should call a locksmith and have him open the door for you.
I did. He said he'll get here when he gets here.
And you're frustrated because he phrased his reply in the form of a meaningless tautology?
Well, no!
She sinks to the floor.
They're there.
He ponders for a moment.
Would you prefer to wait in our apartment?
No, Sheldon, I'd rather sit on this freezing cold floor sobbing like a 3-year-old.
All right, then.
For God's sake.
Just when I think I've gotten the hang of sarcasm.
In a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey!
The Big Bang Theory.
Make yourself comfortable. Not there.
Penny slumps on the sofa, putting her feet on the coffee table. Looking at her feet, Sheldon raises his eyebrows and she slides them off. With a strange wiggle, he sidesteps past her to the other end of the sofa. Putting on his headset, he picks up his laptop.
Sheldor is back online.
Sheldor?
The Conqueror.
What are you doing?
AFK. I'm playing Age of Conan, an online multiplayer game set in the universe of Robert E. Howard's Conan the Barbarian.
Oh.
Sheldor, back online.
What's AFK?
AFK. Away from keyboard.
Oh, I see.
What does that stand for?
She smiles knowingly.
Oh, I see.
Yes, but what does it stand for?
Outside the door, Leonard arrives to find a cat licking up some spilt ice cream. It turns and looks at him.
Now, just click on the enchanted boots to put them on.
I don't know. Can I see him in another color?
Just click on them. Now, congratulations. You are now a level 3 warrior.
What's going on?
Leonard, guess what? I'm a level 3 warrior.
Great. Do you know there are groceries outside of your apartment?
Yeah. Shh.
I only bring it up because your ice cream's melting and it's starting to attract wildlife.
Do I stay in the jungle or go towards the beach?
It doesn't matter. Right now, you're looking for treasure.
Okay. Wait, where are you going?
No, you're okay. If you run into crocodiles, just kick them with your boots.
You want to catch me up?
Well, let's see. She attempted to open her apartment with her car key because her face is overly Midwestern. She hasn't had sex in 6 months. And she ate a fly.
Huh. Seriously, 6 months?
Oh my God, a treasure chest. I'm rich!
Level 3 and she thinks she's rich. What a noob.
Okay, we're all set.
Let her rip.
In the apartment, Sheldon, Leonard, Howard and Raj gather round as some white gloop bounces around on the surface of a large speaker covered in cling film.
Hi!
Hey, check it out, it's just cornstarch and water!
They make up a non-Newtonian fluid, which is liquid, but solid under the percussive action of the speaker.
That's what makes it get all funky.
Howard gyrates.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I need to talk to Sheldon.
Raj whispers in Howard's ear.
No, that's what she said, Sheldon.
Okay, look, I bought the game and I've been exploring the island of Tortage, but I can't figure out how to get past the guard captain.
Do you have the enchanted sword?
No, I have a bronze dagger.
You can't slay the guard captain with a bronze dagger. My lord, it's like the car key in your apartment door all over again.
All right, how do I get the sword?
Well, have you been to the Temple of Mitra?
Is that the place on the hill with the weird priest in front of it?
No, it's... Oh, for God's sakes, Gimme.
Thank you, I really appreciate this.
You're gonna have to learn to do these things for yourself, Penny.
Don't patronize me, just get the sword.
What the frack?
Beats me, they were playing all last night, too.
It's like some kind of weird comic book crossover. Like if Hulk were dating Peppermint Patty.
I always thought Peppermint Patty was a lesbian.
No, that's Marcy. Peppermint Patty's just athletic.
There you go, one enchanted sword.
All right, give me. I want to kill the guard captain.
They all turn to Sheldon.
That girl needs to get a life.
At night, Sheldon's lying on his back asleep in bed.
Sheldon!
Penny approaches him.
Danger! Danger!
No danger, look, it's just me, Penny. Listen, I got to level 25 and reached Purple Lotus Swamp, right?
You're in my bedroom.
Okay. Leonard gave me an emergency key.
People can't be in my bedroom.
Okay, well, can we go talk in the living room?
I'm not wearing pajama bottoms.
Why not?
I spilled grape juice.
Well, wear different pajamas.
I can't wear different pajamas. These are my Monday pajamas. Penny, people cannot be in my bedroom.
Okay, fine. Just tell me, is it too soon to join a quest to the Black Castle?
You were invited on a quest to the Black Castle?
Yeah, by some guys in Budapest. I'm just not sure it's the right move for my character.
Of course it's not. You're only a level 25. These Hungarians, they're just using you for dragon fodder.
Really? Boy, you'd think you could trust a horde of Hungarian barbarians.
Please, Penny, enough. I have to sleep.
Okay, well, you were great. Thanks. Oh, hey, Leonard, listen, don't go in Sheldon's room. He's not wearing bottoms.
Leonard looks confused.
Sheldon, you want to catch me up again?
People, I am very busy today.
I realize that, Dr. Gabelhauser, but it is your job as head of the department to mediate all interdepartmental disputes. University Policy Manual, Chapter 4, Subsection 2, Mediation of Interdepartmental Disputes.
Fine. Dr. Winkle, what colorful name did you call Dr. Cooper this time?
Dr. Dumbass.
Dr. Cooper, Dr. Winkle apologizes.
No, she doesn't. Here's the problem. I was clearly signed up to use the mainframe in Buckman 204, and Dr. Winkle just wantonly ripped the sign-up sheet off the wall.
It wasn't even an official sign-up sheet. He printed it himself, and he put his name down on every slot for the next 6 months.
If it is a crime to ensure that the university's resources are not being squandered chasing subatomic wild geese, then I plead guilty. Oh, Penny?
Do you need to get that, Dr. Cooper?
God, no.
Well, don't turn it off. You might miss your call from the Nobel Committee letting you know you've been nominated as Dumbass Laureate of the Year.
Oh, yeah? Well, you wouldn't even be nominated. Dr. Gabelhauser, I have a series of important multi-loop calculations and simulations to run. All she's doing is reducing irrelevant data and making a mock...
Excuse me. Gabelhauser. It's for you.
Hello? Penny, this is not a good time. No, I told you, you're not prepared for the sanctum of burning souls. You need to be in a group of at least 5 for that quest, and 1 should be a level 35 healer. Penny, I can't log on and help you. We'll talk when I get home.
Gabelhauser's staring at him.
I'm not getting the computing time, am I?
Dumbass.
Leonard, you have to do something about Penny. She is interfering with my sleep, she's interfering with my work, and if I had another significant aspect of my life, I'm sure she'd be interfering with that too.
Why should I do something? You're the one who introduced her to online gaming.
But, yes, but you're the one who said hello to her when she moved in. If you simply restrained yourself, none of this would be happening.
You just tell her to leave you alone.
I did. I told her. I texted her. I sent out a very emphatic Twitter. I even changed my Facebook status to Sheldon Cooper wishes Penny would leave him alone. I don't know what else to do.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. But if you don't figure something out, I warn you, I shall become very difficult to live with.
You mean up until now we've been experiencing the happy fun time, Sheldon?
Yes.
I'll go talk to him.
No, Fritz, I need you on my flank. No, I don't know German. Flankensee, flankensee!
Hey, Penny.
Busy.
Yeah, I see that. Shouldn't you be at work?
I don't work on Mondays.
It's Thursday. Listen, Penny.
Ugh, Queen Penelope AFK. What?
Okay, here's the thing. Sometimes people, good people, you know, they start playing these games and they find themselves through no fault of their own, you know, kind of addicted.
Yeah, get to the point. I'm about to level up here.
It's if a person doesn't have a sense of achievement in their real life, it's easy to lose themselves in a virtual world where they can get a false sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, jabber, jabber, jabber. Okay, boys, Queen Penelope's back online.
Penny, you've got Cheetos in your hair.
Oh, thanks.
She pulls one out and eats it.
Wow.
Characters in a computer game.
Hey, Penny, it's me again, Leonard.
Leonard, I said not now.
Yeah, I know. I'm just a little concerned about you.
I said not now!
Okay, maybe later.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey, what's with him?
Penny's been keeping him up at night.
Me too. But probably in a different way.
She's gotten really hooked on Age of Conan. She's playing nonstop.
Ah, yes, online gaming addiction. It's nothing worse than having that multiplayer monkey on your back.
Sheldon, wake up!
Danger! Danger!
Afternoon, men. Sheldon.
Oh, yeah? Well, your attempt at juvenilizing me by excluding me from the set of adult males just... Oh, I'm too tired to do this.
Right, I heard you've been pulling all-nighters with Middle-earth Barbie.
She comes into my room. No one's supposed to be in my room.
Well, I would postulate that she's escaping into the online world to compensate for her sexual frustration.
I do that, too. But probably in a different way.
That's not what she's doing, Leslie. She's just trying to shore up her self-esteem. It has nothing to do with sex.
Everything has to do with sex.
Testify.
I'm not touching that.
Leslie, you are way off base here.
Now, hang on, Leonard. Well, I have no respect for Leslie as a scientist, or a human being, for that matter. We have to concede her undeniable expertise in the interrelated fields of promiscuity.
Thank you. My point is that Tinkerbell just needs to get her some.
Some what? Oh, yes.
I'll take the bullet.
Excuse me, this whole idea is insane.
Enough debate. I'm going to take action. Excuse me. Are you currently involved in a sexual relationship?
No.
Would you like to be?
Sure, why not?
Sheldon?
Can I have your phone number?
Yeah.
He grabs Sheldon's hand and writes on his palm.
There, problem solved.
Dumbass.
Penny glugs down an energy drink.
Okay, I'm at the gate to the treasury of the ancients. I'm going in.
Stay close to the wall. Avoid the mummies.
Got it.
I must say, you're playing very well for a woman of 23.
22.
Right, 22.
He's on a dating site.
Oh, here come the mummies. Which spell do I use? The hateful strike or the frenzy stance?
What happened to the rest of your group?
I dumped them. They're a bunch of wussies.
Frenzy stance.
Frenzy.
So listen, would you describe your ideal vacation as a wild adventure to unknown lands or staying at home curled up with a good book?
Wait, what?
These are market research questions. I'm filling out the online registration for your game.
Oh, okay, wild adventure. Oh, frenzy stance isn't working. Die, you undead mummy, die!
Drink a healing potion.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyhow, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being always initiated by him and 5 being always initiated by you, how do you prefer your sexual encounters to begin?
That's on the registration?
Oh, yes, it's quite extensive. But if we complete it, you get a free expansion pack, 75 additional quests.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I'd totally like to initiate. I'm a big ol' 5.
Good to know. Big ol' 5.
Leonard arrives home to find a man sitting on the sofa, gazing at him.
Hello.
Hi.
Leonard, this is Tom.
Hi, Tom. Sheldon. Didn't I explain to you about your little mistake in the cafeteria?
Yes, you were very clear, as was everyone else at the table. Tom, however, has been chosen by science as a suitable mate for Penny.
Chosen by science?
Well, what passes for science on dating sites? They claim to use heuristic algorithms, but it may well be hokum.
You got Penny to sign up for online dating?
No, of course not. No, see, I use trickery and deceit.
This is bad.
Tom is a paramedic with the fire department, but he's going to med school at night. He likes the outdoors and strong women who initiate sex.
Really, really bad.
I'm surprised you struck out with Penny. Apparently, she's a big old 5.
Sheldon, what do you want?
Oh, good. You got my note. Penny, I'd like you to meet Tom. Penny, this is Tom. Tom, may I present Penny?
Hi, Penny.
Yeah, hey, listen. As long as I'm here, I'm on a quest with a bunch of noobs. They don't know what they're doing. We've got 1 assassin, 3 spellcasters, and no tank.
Can we talk about this later?
No. I need you now.
Wouldn't you prefer to socialize with Tom, who is a sexually passive outdoorsman?
Whatever. I'll figure it out myself.
Bye, Penny.
I'm sorry, dude. She didn't look anything like her picture.
They never do.
Hello, fair Penny.
Who are you?
It is I, Sir Howard of Wallowitz. Can I interest you in an afternoon of spirited questing, followed by a flagon of ale at yon virtual tavern?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Oh my God, I need help.
She throws the laptop down on the sofa.